Wrestling fans!
We believe that psychology still matters. Storytelling should be consistent.
Maybe that's why I'm a connoisseur of wrestling.
Tweener is not an alignment.
I don't want any part of it. Goodbye.
Welcome to the fight against Marxism. This is the Square Circle Journal. And now, Just John and the wrestling connoisseur, Sam Keel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Ringside Rambling. This is the family stay-at-home edition, which isn't really much different for me. I got my cat here meowing at me. I got the little world champ over there waiting for who knows what. Hope everybody's doing good. Stay at home. For Christ's sake, stay at home. Don't get anybody sick. Don't catch the sickness. And just stay home and binge listen to this podcast. That's really all you got to do. And it helps me out, too. All right. So, our gracious host, Just John Fair, recently put up a little thing asking for people's opinions on the Goldberg versus the Fiend Bray Wyatt. And we got a little bit of feedback on there. I'm going to sit here and make my coffee. And he would say, like, hey, baby. He said that, you know, I would probably have a few things to rant about it. And, gosh, you know, it's so far removed. I think I might have done all my ranting there is. But let's go ahead and try to take a good look at this. Our friend Bradley. Compliments? Said that they should have got someone else to beat the Fiend. There's no story between him and Goldberg. There should have been a thematic victory against the Fiend. Like Aleister Black, build him up over a few months. It would make sense that he could beat something as dark as the Fiend. I'd have to agree here. Absolutely. I think if they had built Aleister Black up right from the get-go, then you would have had somebody prepared, you know, a go-to person to beat the Fiend. I don't think I would have done it then. I would have done it at WrestleMania. But yeah, totally. You know, let me just read what else we got here. And Afikita James says, and destroy the beast once and for all. The Fiend is beatable. I mean, listen, here's what it boils down to. It boils down to The Undertaker. If everybody remembers The Undertaker, showed up at Survivor Series, Kane The Undertaker, and he was unbeatable. I mean, let's just be honest about it. He was unbeatable. He come in and he just ran through everybody. If you remember Jimmy Snuka, his first WrestleMania opponent? Man, he just skinned Snuka alive in that match. Every WrestleMania, every opponent, forever before The Undertaker was beaten. This is identical. These are parallel times. I would say with The Fiend, they made it a little too over the top. with Seth Rollins throwing everything he could at The Fiend, it made it too much. It really did. Too much too fast. And WWE's biggest problem anymore is, you know, they don't hold off on anything. They don't build long term. They build short term within 1 month time frame. And they want it all now. And a lot of people will blame the fans. Oh, they want it all now. But you know what? The fans aren't writing the product, are they? So WWE is very much trying to do kind of what Vince Russo did all along, you know. It's shock factor. It's all shock factor. So WWE is trying to do the most over-the-top thing at that particular moment. That's where they wrote themselves into a wall with The Fiend. They didn't know what else to do with him. But here's the funny thing. The Fiend was getting over with the fans because Everybody wants to be an unstoppable force. That's why Goldberg was over. That's why the Road Warriors were over during their time. That's why the Undertaker ended up getting over and having to turn face. Because at that time frame, he was unbeatable. Everybody wants to be unbeatable. Everybody likes that aspect. That's right. That's right. So, in my opinion, what they should have done, they should have turned the Fiend face. They should have turned the Fiend face and had him going after all these detestable characters. I think the perfect person would have been Baron Corbin. You know, Corbin should have beaten Roman Reigns. And then Corbin could have said, hey, I've defeated everybody. I've defeated Roman Reigns, the golden boy, and I should be the one getting a number one contenders match or a title shot. And that would, of course, be against the Fiend. And of course, the Fiend would come out and everybody would pop. And it would be that simple, honestly, to really turn the Fiend face. It would be that simple. You wouldn't need too much pomp and circumstance for this. So that's what they should have done. Corbin versus the Fiend. And you know, Corbin getting his cronies involved, whoever, build it up as big as you want to take the Fiend out. So you could say, yes, the Fiend is beatable, but it takes all these guys to beat him. And then you start toning it down little by little. Corbin versus the Fiend would have been good. I think it would have been over. I think you have people that like Corbin and dislike Corbin. You like Corbin because he's a pretty good bad guy. He's easy to hate. And I think that can kind of go a long way at times. You don't like Corbin? You don't like him? Well, some people don't like him. Obviously, the little champ doesn't like him here. But some people like him because he's good at being bad. And that is a good quality, especially if you're entering a feud for a world title. That's what you would want. So, that's my opinion. From there, where would you go? Would you have the Fiend beaten? I think easily that could have been the way to move forward to WrestleMania. From there on out, I probably would have taken the belt off of the Fiend at that stage. Put the belt on Corbin. And then have the Fiend chase the title again as a babyface. And there's other ways you could have gone about it. If you don't want to turn the Fiend face, you turn Bray Wyatt face. Simply by having Bo Dallas come back as the Fiend. And everybody may be saying, well, but Bo Dallas? But you wouldn't have Bo doing the Firefly Funhouse. That's Bray Wyatt's gimmick, per se, character-wise. So you would have a Bray Wyatt versus the Fiend, who is now Bo Dallas under the mask sort of thing. And, I mean, that could be, you know, built up over time, hopefully getting Bo packed on a little bit of weight, whatnot, or a little bit of muscle, not weight necessarily. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Bo Dallas is a pretty good worker. Whether you like him or don't like him, if you look back at his NXT work, he was one of the better NXT champions. But that's my opinion. Strapping Goldberg, I think, is the dumbest thing they've done in a while. Number one, people want to say, well, he strapped Goldberg to bring in the casual fans. I don't believe in casual fans. I believe there's wrestling fans, period. Now, you have wrestling fans, you have non-wrestling fans. If you're not a wrestling fan, is Goldberg going to bring you in to watch the product? More than likely not. If you're a lapsed wrestling fan, will Goldberg bring you in to watch the product? Maybe if he was your favorite. I don't know. He's old now. Is he, you know, you're going to tune in just to see if he's still in shape, if he's still got it, whatever. Maybe. The key thing here is, though, if you bring in a lapsed fan, is there anything on the product that's going to retain you? And, you know, if you're booking for the quote-unquote casual fan and not booking for the wrestling fan, then there's a big problem. You're not going to, you know, retain any lapsed fan that comes back to watch Goldberg or a Hogan or a Stone Cold or whatever. Let's look at the Raw that we had with Stone Cold. It was really crap. You know, even the Stone Cold segment was pretty shit. So it, you know, if you're watching it, you're only watching for the stunner. The rest of it was pretty bad writing. So are you going to retain anyone in that capacity? No. Same with Goldberg. Has anything been done to retain a wrestling fan? If Roman Reigns versus Goldberg is meant to retain wrestling fans, I don't have a lot of confidence in the product. I don't think they're going to say, well, Roman is the new Goldberg and the torch has been passed. I don't think that's going to happen. So, yeah, it is what it is, as we like to say. But I think it's a failed experiment. I think WWE's going back to this aspect of bringing in old wrestlers. But unfortunately, these wrestlers can no longer put out. You know, it's not like 10 years ago you're bringing back Goldberg. You know, this is a, you know, much, much older Goldberg. It's not 20 years ago you're bringing back Stone Cold. You know, the time has passed. These guys aren't the Undertaker. And even the Undertaker isn't the Undertaker anymore like he used to be. So, time has passed, you know. Edge may be kind of a different aspect, since Edge is a younger wrestler, is a wrestler that's more in the spotlight than the others in recent years. you know, so you'll have one-offs that you can do. Bringing back Edge, yeah, sure, that may garner some fans. Not necessarily casual fans. Not necessarily retaining lapsed fans or new fans. Definitely not going to bring in new fans, honestly. But it's going to entertain your core wrestling audience. It's going to entertain your wrestling fan. And, well, you don't know Edge because you're only like 9 months old. So it's going to retain, you know, it's just going to bring back your regular wrestling fans. It's a little nostalgia act for them. And at this stage, WWE really wants, they really need to focus on their core wrestling fan, and bringing back wrestling fans that have recently left. You have a wide variety of products out there now. You have wrestling for everybody out there now. You have New Japan. You have AEW. You have NWA. And a lot of people are moving to these products, just like our gracious host, Just John. You know, he prefers to watch anything other than WWE now. So, is it Goldberg going to bring back John? Is it a Stone Cold or an Edge? You know, not really. I don't think so. From his own words, the only thing bringing back just John is the clusterfuck of a train wreck that WWE is putting on at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, that's my opinion here from the Wrestling Connoisseur. And apparently Wrestling Connoisseur Jr. over here. Watch your mouth. So hopefully everybody's staying safe in these pandemic apocalyptic times. And hopefully everybody is watching YouTube, watching wrestling matches. The network, I believe, is maybe free at the moment, I think, for a couple months. So there are entertainment things out there. But most of all, listen to the Square Circle Journal. Listen to our archives. Relive some of these moments we've had. And stay tuned. All right, wrestling fans. Just going to do a little addendum onto this episode real quick. We just found out that Roman Reigns is going to be out of WrestleMania. He's out of the Goldberg match. He decided to pull out due to the coronavirus, COVID-19 out there. Said it wasn't worth the risk. We do know that apparently some wrestlers are sick backstage at the Performance Center. And we know that Rey Mysterio and Dana Brooke were pulled from their matches earlier on. So we don't know if they actually have this. Hopefully not. but they are sick. So Roman decided to pull out of WrestleMania. A lot of these matches purportedly were already pre-taped or getting taped. Bobby Lashley has also pulled out of WrestleMania. He had a match with Aleister Black. So there's a lot of rumors going around right now. What and who is going to replace these matches? What matches are they going to actually have? The last rumors has been that Braun Strowman, maybe he's kind of like the favored to replace Roman Reigns in this match. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I like Strowman. He's just been in a lot of controversy lately. But at the same time, who do you go with? Who do you have on SmackDown that's going to replace Roman Reigns in this matchup? It's a tough call at this stage. They could go any number of routes. It could be face or heel, but The Fiend's out because he has a match with John Cena. You could go with Corbin. I don't know if Samoa Joe is back yet. You could go with Braun Strowman, of course. You could go with Sammy, Shinsuke, Cesaro. Any of those number of guys are available, I would assume. The one name that popped up in my head, and I know there are a lot of other people out there thinking this as well. It's not me. It's not Dada. But I'd whip Goldberg's ass. I'd whip that monkey ass all over the place. But Jinder Mahal. I mean, we haven't seen Jinder in quite a while. I believe he was cleared to wrestle in January. Jinder Mahal, very well. Who knows? A win over Goldberg for Jinder would be huge career-wise. I mean, it would be for anybody, but especially for Jinder Mahal. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I don't believe they have made a statement yet as to who the replacement's going to be. I'm assuming the Aleister Black match is off the table. I mean, I guess I don't think we get Aleister Black because he's a Raw guy. I don't know. I mean, it was already bad enough because Roman Reigns, Goldberg had zero build. It was a late added match for WrestleMania, zero build. And in the last few weeks, we haven't really had much build either. We could get a Daniel Bryan. I don't know how a Daniel Bryan Goldberg match would be. I don't know how anybody versus Goldberg is going to be, honestly. So there it is. That's what we're looking at. I'm trying to think of anything else to add in here that's happened in the last 24 hours or so. Besides John Moxley bombing on WWE backstage, which I found was hilarious. Not much else is going on out there, wrestling news-wise. Everybody hunker down, stay safe, and practice social distancing. Because there are people out there like Roman Reigns who have been sick, seriously sick, fighting leukemia and whatnot. You know, there's the elderly. There's people with compromised immune systems. People with heart disease and diabetes are highly at risk. And, that's a large part of our population, guys. It really is. So this affects everybody across the board. So do your part. Stay home. Stay safe. Just do simple things like cover your mouth and nose if you're out around people. This is affecting everyone. And as you can see, it's like leaked right into the wrestling world big time. So do your part. Stay safe. And listen to Ringside Ramblings with yours truly, the Wrestling Connoisseur. Until next time.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
Wrestling fans!
We believe that psychology still matters. Storytelling should be consistent.
Maybe that's why I'm a connoisseur of wrestling.
Tweener is not an alignment.
I don't want any part of it. Goodbye.
Welcome to the fight against Marxism. This is the Square Circle Journal. And now, Just John and the Wrestling Connoisseur, Sam Keelan.